but I'm a little short. I can't pay my electric bill this week, but I need $200 to pay my electric bill. Can you loan me $200 till next Sunday? I say, sure, no problem. I hand that $200 to them. Then if next Sunday, and the next, and the next, and the next, and the next, they never come back, and I never get my $200 back, I absolutely have been practicing walking a God kind of love, so I don't hold that grudge against him, because what that'll do, that's just a tactic of the devil to get legal right to me. And I'm not going there for a few hundred dollars. I don't care if I loan you $5,000. I don't care if I had the money to loan you $10,000. I would never loan you $10,000 if I couldn't afford to give it to you, because something might happen and you couldn't pay me back. Then I'd be mad at you, and I'd say, give me my $10,000 back. So if I can't afford to lose $10,000, and you come to me and say, I need to borrow you $10,000, if I can't afford to lose it, I'm not going to loan it to you in the first place. If I can afford to lose it, then I'll let you borrow it. And if you pay it back, that's wonderful. But if you don't, then I don't have to hold a grudge against you. So I'm not going to walk in that unforgiveness, because it's not worth it. I don't care how much money is involved. I will not go there. Yep, one way I will practice the God kind of love is by taking no thought for a suffered wrong. I don't care what you do to me. Also, I will also practice thinking the best of everyone so my love can grow and develop and I can be a blessing to many. I'm going to practice thinking the best of everyone. I do that all the time. I try my best to think the best of everyone. Sometimes that's very hard to think about some people, but this is where we should live. We should practice thinking good things. I know of a woman one time that every thought she had was positive. It didn't make any difference what you asked her. She had a good, clear, positive thought about everybody. I thought, wow. One day I asked her, I said, what have you got good to say about the devil? She looked at me and she thought a minute and she said, well, all I can say, he sure is always on the job, isn't he? I thought, yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the woman is, she had, it didn't make her, what you might have the worst guy in church and everything he did was wrong. And you say, well, what do you think about Joe or Jack or John or Dan or whatever? And she'd think a minute and she'd say something good about him. I thought, you know, this woman has practiced the God kind of love. She never has anything negative to say about no one. Only good things come out of her mouth. If she's got something that evidently she doesn't like about someone, she never voices it. Now, there's a woman that has practiced the God kind of love. She has really practiced this God kind of love. And then another thing, I will make the love of God my great quest in life. For then my love shall abound and God shall reap the glory. That should be the goal of each one of us as a Christian. Making the love of God my great quest in life. Because when you do that, as you get to where you can walk in the God kind of love, the closer you get to that goal, the greater will be the privilege of your walking in faith. Now, all this time, of course, you need to be studying the Word of God. They all go hand in hand. So as you've studied the Word, hiding the Word in your heart, and you're practicing growing your fruit, walking in the God kind of love, the closer your fruit gets to maturity, the greater will be the power that God will share with you through faith. And the greater will be the magnificent things you'll get to see God do. He knows your heart. Nobody else knows your heart like God. He knows what you think. He knows what you're doing. He knows everything about you. And you can't fool him. That's why that you might see someone that you think, well, I wouldn't share my love, my power with him. But God knows his heart, and he knows that heart all the way through, completely through. So when you see that person that has that God kind of love, that's walking in a God kind of power, you can know that God knows their heart, and he knows everything about them, because they have obviously made the love of God their great quest. And they love him, and they talk about him, and they share him with people. Everywhere they go, they're walking and talking God. And God knows, and he knows their heart. And so he will share that love with them. So then you can thank you, Jesus, for doing this for me. It's real easy to say thank you, Jesus. Just like when I prayed that prayer of faith for Johnny Brumfield down in Manny, Louisiana, a couple of years ago, a man that had two crushed knees that was supposedly never going to walk again. When I had the privilege to pray that prayer of faith for him that night, when he hadn't walked in 21 months, and in 2 minutes after prayer, the man has taken his steel braces off of his leg and he's up running around the place. That is awesome to see God do those wonderful things. Or when I will have someone call me, and I have this happen all the time. Sometimes I believe God has given me a special anointing for backs. I don't know why this is. And for carpal tunnel. I don't know how many people I have seen instantly healed of carpal tunnel. But many of them, you just lay your hands on them and rebuke that spirit and that spirit of infirmity, and he goes away. And instantly I've seen people with serious problems that could hardly even close their hand, instantly healed. I've seen it, I couldn't even tell you how many times. But the same way with backs. I've seen backs from broken backs where people couldn't hardly get out of bed, couldn't hardly move, instantly healed, to backs that were just hurting, healed, and some of them instantly, some of them in a few minutes, some of them the next morning. I remember a young man by the name of Bobby Jones at Lakeland Baptist Church a few years ago. I forget now exactly how old he was, about 38, I think it was, but somewhere along there. Over the years, some of these numbers get away from me. But he had broken his back when he was a very young man in high school, I think like 14 or something. And he had been in excruciating pain all those years. And finally the pain, after many, many years, whatever it was, 20 years or whatever it was, 24 years, he had been in such excruciating pain. He was to the point he couldn't stand it no more. And so he had already been checking out doctors in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to have back surgery. They told him that they could help him, but they couldn't eliminate his pain, the way his back was damaged. I met him at a National Day of Prayer one year, and I told him if he would believe God with me and he would repent. Now, this young man was a great Christian young man. This young man went to church. He loved God and he loved people. He was walking very close to this God kind of love. He was a very fine young man, but he didn't know how to make his faith work, even though he was walking in the God kind of love. You have to put all of these ingredients together to make this work. He had some of the ingredients, but he didn't have the faith to go with it. In other words, the knowledge of God's word. So although he was in church every time the door was open, although he was walking in love, he went to church every time the door was open. He sang in the choir, but he was just a great man of God. But he'd had this back trouble for all these years. When I met him and found out he was walking in the God kind of love, I told him, I said, you're set for a miracle. All you need is a little bit of extra knowledge of God's word, because you don't believe the promises of God. Well, this young man, Bobby Jones, whenever I showed him these great and awesome promises in God's word, I mean, he grabbed a hold of them just like that. I mean, he said, wow, that is awesome. I said, yes, Bobby, that's awesome. I said, now, Mark 11:23 says I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. So I said, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you, And I'm going to guarantee you in the name of Jesus, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to have no back pain for the first time. And I believe it was 24 years he had been down with that back problem. Well, he was still able to walk around, but he walked with excruciating pain. I prayed the prayer of faith for him based around Mark 11:23. Since he was walking in love, I was walking in love. We were both walking in obedience to God's word. I knew the word of God and he didn't. I believed it and he didn't. I had been acting on it and he had not. So he had to repent. We took one of those scriptures at Mark 11:23. I told him, I said, now when you wake up in the morning, you will have no pain. So we prayed the prayer of faith. He went away from there with the same amount of pain that he had when we prayed. But he went home that evening and he went to bed that night. And the next morning when he woke up, Bobby Jones from Lakeland Baptist Church in Louisville, Texas, had absolutely no pain for the first time, and I believe it was 24 years. And from that day to this, which has been a couple of years at least since then, maybe more, he has never had another pain. He has been completely healed by the power of God. See, if you want to see God do wonderful things in your life, number one, you're going to have to walk in this God kind of love. Then you're going to have to learn the Word of God. You're going to have to study it, and then you're going to have to act on it. If you will do what God tells you to do in His Word, He will answer your prayer. I mean, He will do great and mighty things. This power, this Jesus that we talk about in Hebrews 13:8, it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. So if He never changes, then who has changed? It's us. We are not walking in a God kind of love. We're not reading this book. We're not walking in obedience to this book. We're not walking in love. So, if you want to see God do wonderful things, repent of all your sins. Stop living in sin. Stop cheating on people. Stop doing the stupid things you're doing. If you're sick and afflicted, stop doing what you're doing. Obviously, what you're doing is not working. If you're sick and afflicted and you can't get your prayers answered, obviously you're doing something wrong. Because if you're doing things right and you're walking in obedience to God's word, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, God makes you an awesome statement. He said, if you're in Christ, no matter how many promises I made you, all the promises are yes and amen. So if you're walking in the God kind of love and you're making the right confessions, you're believing the word of God, He says that these mighty promises He makes, which says we can ask Him for anything in the name of Jesus, and He will do it. And He says the answer to those are yes and amen every time. So if you'll walk in love and believe God, you will get to see Him do great and mighty things for you.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.